Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 16th to 27th, 2011. The leaked documents by Al Jazeera creates tension on the Palestinian political level, and the Israeli military and settlers continue assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Sikara Pahisia.
This Friday, one person was injured and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests in the village of Bilin and Nilin in central West Bank, in addition to Al-Masra in the south. In the village of Bilin, Israeli and international supporters marched with the villagers after the midday prayers and headed towards the wall built on local farmland. A Chilean delegation of MPs joined the protest this week. As soon as protesters reached the gate of the wall, Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Mohamed Abu Rama, 17 years old from Bilin, was injured when a tear gas bomb hit him on his hand. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Nilin, villagers conducted the midday prayers at their lands near to the wall and were joined by Israeli and international supporters. As soon as people reached the wall, Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. No injuries were reported. At the village of Al-Masra near Bethlehem, soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest. Villagers, along with international and Israeli supporters, gathered at the local school after midday prayers and marched towards lands taken from local farmers to build the wall. Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters from leaving the village, using rifle butts and batons to force them back. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakare Pahizia.
In the backdrop of Palestine papers released recently by Al Jazeera TV and revealed secrets behind Palestinian-Israeli negotiations, Israeli government signaled possibility to soften positions toward the Palestinian side. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority says the Palestine papers are an unprecedented shame in modern Arab history. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's considering some steps towards the Palestinian side ahead of a meeting of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace. Israel says such steps are aimed at avoiding a possible Quartet stance against Israel during an upcoming meeting. The steps include allowing a protracted development of the project in both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, removing a large number of roadblocks across the West Bank. The Palestine papers revealed a great deal of concessions from the part of Palestinian Authority during rounds of talks with Israelis. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority described Al Jazeera's leaks as unprecedented shame in modern Arab history, accusing the Al Jazeera TV of misleading public opinion. In both the West Bank and Gaza, Palestinians reacted to the papers with various viewpoint. Some locals considered them unwanted and counterproductive, while some others regarded them dangerous and alarming, for they touch very sensitive issues such as the Palestinian people's right to return back to the Palestinian homeland. Saleh Zidane, political leader of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, commented, DFLP is a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, which has been negotiating Israel for more than two decades.
It is alarming and dangerous, that's true. Therefore, we say there needs to be an investigation panel by the PLO's Executive Committee and the Arab League into all the documents revealed by Al Jazeera. Also, there needs to be a total revision for the negotiations track and work rapidly to back the negotiators by restoring a comprehensive national unity.
Such concessions are pertaining to the occupied East Jerusalem, the refugees' problem, and borders of a future Palestinian state. Naji Shurab is a Gaza-based political analyst. Shurab says the PA needs to verify facts in front of the Palestinian people.
I believe that such revelations show that Israel does not want peace by not accepting concessions from the Palestinian side. These documents definitely show that Israel is not interested in peace. What's the purpose for revealing these things? Are they aimed to make the Palestinian Authority collapse? The PA should announce an official stance towards such documents.
The PA is desperately trying to shift attention away from themselves. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Two killed in the Gaza Strip by left-behind explosive bodies, And the Tarkil Committee describes Israeli soldiers' behavior on Marmara boat as justified. The details with IMEMC's Ramona M.
On Sunday, two workers were shot and wounded by Israeli army fire south of Hebron City. In the South Hebron Hills, settlers assaulted internationals while they were escorting Palestinians to their pasture to graze their herds in Umm al-Hir, a Bedouin village. Settlers threw stones and hit international activists. They also stole one of their cameras. The Tarkil Commission, which was created by the Israeli government to investigate the Israeli attack on a humanitarian aid flotilla in international waters in May 2010, has issued its first report claiming that the Israeli soldiers, quote, acted in self-defense, end of quote. Internal investigation has been called into question by international bodies for its failure to interview any of the hundreds of witnesses on the ships, relying only on the testimonies of the soldiers themselves. In related news, the Israeli Military Central Command absolved on Monday two Israeli soldiers who shot and killed two Palestinians at a Nablus roadblock in the occupied West Bank. The army said that the soldiers made, quote, justified decisions, end of quote. On Tuesday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped and arrested nine Palestinians. The arrests were made in the West Bank districts of Jenin, Tulkarem, Nablus, Ramallah, and Hebron. This week, the Israeli military launched an arrest campaign in the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, which has been staging weekly nonviolent demonstrations. On Sunday night, the Israeli army raided the village for the third time in 2 weeks and arrested a 14-year-old boy, Islam Tamimi. On Tuesday, his 10-year-old brother, Karim Saleh al-Tamimi, was also arrested. Following these arrests, the leader of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Nabi Saleh, Bassam Tamimi, was also arrested and beaten. On Wednesday, he was later released. The two boys are still in Israeli custody. A group of extremist settlers torched on Thursday a Palestinian vehicle in Ein Abus village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The perpetrators spray-painted, quote, eye for an eye, we won't forget, end of quote, in Hebrew next to it. The police believe that the settlers are avenging a recent order to demolish a number of illegal buildings in Bat Ayin settlement. A 19-year-old man from the village of Iraq Burin near Nablus was shot and killed on Thursday by settlers. On Sunday, a metal scrap collector was killed and two others were wounded in an explosion near the Israeli border fence in Al Zaytun neighborhood east of Gaza City. The explosion resulted from an undetonated ordnance dropped by the army in a previous invasion to the area. A similar incident occurred on Thursday when a 13-year-old child was killed when an ordnance dropped by the Israeli army detonated near him close to the Sofa crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Six other residents were injured this month by other ordinances. For IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Qassis and George Rishmawi.